We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my new co-host today is John Carcutt, the SEO manager of MediaWiz. How you doing, John?
Doing good, Ross. The MediaWiz is a hard word to say sometimes, yeah.
Oh. Is it shortened for, or is it, what's the full name of the company?
It is MediaWiz Holdings. Most people won't know us by that. We're the company, the company that owns TextLinks Ads and ReviewMe.com and
a number
of sites like that.
Well, I've known you a long time, John, but or at least it seems like it. But maybe some of the people online have just heard of your name and don't know much about you. So why don't we do a quick interview of you and just introduce you. So how long have you been doing this, web marketing?
I've been doing web marketing since forever. It's been 11, 12 years now. Started out in-house SEO for a number of companies and moved over to agencies. Was the director of organic search for more visibility for a while before I moved over to MediaWiz. Been here forever. It's been doing this, doing it. And loving it for a long time.
Awesome. So, what do you like most about marketing online?
The challenges, actually, because it changes so often. I love the fact that you never learn everything. There's always new stuff to learn. Just this week, Microsoft launches a new search engine. Now we got a whole bunch of new things to learn in the coming months. So, it's challenging, and you never get bored.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I've got a theory. I think we're all got short attention spans, all the people in the web marketing industry. We just can't handle it if there's not something going on. So it just totally makes sense. Like, I get bored silly when there's no new search engines. I've been bored forever since Google took over.
Yeah. I think SEO is another way to say ADD. You know?
Exactly. So, that Bing is going to be intriguing. I hope it actually is something worth watching and learning. So,
it's definitely going to be something to keep an eye on and see how it affects things for sure.
Yeah. So, what do you specialize in web marketing? Obviously, it's a big field. I've been doing mine 11 and a half years now, too. And I think we've both gone in various tangents over the years. What are you focusing on these days? Or do you have a focus? Is it just everything?
I do, actually. Being in-house for so many years, you do everything. I mean, at one point, I was not only the SEO, I was the PPC manager, the affiliate manager, you name it, and I was doing everything. But as I went into the agency field and started working with lots of clients, I really found myself gravitating towards strategy and really looking at the big picture of how SEO fits into business practices and how you can, you know, use it to you know, increase the bottom line for a company. And the strategy is what I really love to do now.
I'm with you. That's exactly how we've structured our new website too, stepforth.com. We've got the focus is the six steps to web marketing success. You know,
yep.
What is it that you need to do from the beginning all the way to the end, and then keep it up and build it. You know, it's not just SEO anymore, and I guess it never really was, but it was put out that way for so long. And I think it's funny when we get, I don't know, is it a stage we're in? Is it the older stage of big SEO? Is this like, enough of just one thing? We really want focus on the big pitch, getting that client the ultimate result. Not that we haven't been doing that to a degree anyway, but now it's like a focus.
Yeah,
like, all of a sudden we're like partners.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the growth of the SEO path, the growth path for an SEO is you start out, you know, you're doing link building and you're really engaged in the tactical aspects of link building, or you're doing content optimization. And then as you grow and you do all these little pieces, you start seeing how they fit together better and better. And you see how those pieces fit together with the overall business structure and the big business plans. And you start just thinking more tactically because you have so much more experience with a wide variety of different aspects of the whole industry.
Yeah. And you'd be... Have you done some speaking recently? I think you were at the Florida convention a while back, weren't you?
The last speaking I did was Scary SEO. That was last October, I think. I take that back. I did an event in Miami, Refresh Miami, not too long ago.
And what were you speaking on?
oddly enough, it was WordPress, not SEO. So.
Oh, well, there's a lot of SEO built into that too.
Yeah, that's
true.
We had
Yoast on a while back, and that was pretty cool. There's
he's
much
a great guy.
That, actually,
yeah, definitely.
John, John's a buddy of mine. Everyone, I'm just so happy to have him on board, and we're gonna kick ass and take this place we never even thought we could. We've already got a few shows lined up, and it's gonna be pretty cool. So before we start on the next bit here, we're gonna be doing a review of the Google Webmaster Tools, but before we start, we're gonna take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
FriendFinder, the world's largest online dating network, featuring over 100 million profiles at hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com, represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With FriendFinder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now at FriendFinder.com.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Search engine marketing formulated for Web 2.0. SEM Synergy.
Live broadcast Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel.
On WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt SEO manager for MediaWiz, and Ross Dunn, myself, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, I was just introducing you to John, and I'm very happy to have him on the show, and he's it's going to be great to have a, you know, to have a good partner on for the long term here. And today we're going to get into a couple of webmaster tools. Now, I know a lot of people out there have heard of it. Some people may have gotten it freely added. I've noticed a lot of hosting and design companies add it as sort of a bonus now because it's free when you sign up. But I don't know how many people actually use it and get a lot of benefit from it. So, John, what are your thoughts on Google Webmaster Tools? Are you used a lot?
Yeah, Google Webmaster Tools is essential. There's so many things that you can just monitor and check, you know, excuse me, when you're optimizing, specifically for Google, of course. And the great thing is they provide so much information there to help you do that. It's gotten better and better over the years, and they keep updating and keep changing and keep making it better. So I expect within the next year or so, it'll be even completely different than it is now and much more useful.
Yeah, and actually, apparently, I think it was May 12th, they brought out a new version of it with a whole bunch of new stuff. And I was still in Hawaii at the time. I went away for 3 weeks, so sorry, listeners, that's why it's been a bit of a hiatus here.
Oh, Hawaii.
But, yeah, you know, I was roughing it. It's a tough time, but and I'm back, and it's, apparently I missed a couple of things, and that was one of them, the launch. So I'm really looking forward today to do a little more exploring in it. So why don't we get started, John? How do you get on Google Webmaster Tools? Let's assume someone here doesn't even have any knowledge of it and doesn't know how to even log in.
Real quick for you, that if you heard that it's changed and you haven't looked yet, don't panic. You can still look at the old version still, and you can switch back and forth between the two. Eventually, right, it'll be just the one, but now you still have your old version if you just got scared. So don't worry, they're both there still. If you haven't used Google Webmaster Tools before, to get it set up on your site is very similar to something you do with analytics. You have to verify your website, that you're the owner of the website. If you go to, I think it's google.com/webmasters, you can get links to the tools, or if that's not it, you just search Google Webmaster Tools, and it's usually the first link right there. And you'll have to log in.
Yep.
You'll have to log in with a Google account. It can be your Gmail account or an account you set up with some other email address. But that will be the account. And I would recommend using one Google account for all the sites you might want to monitor with Google Webmaster Tools, because you can put them all in the same interface and switch back and forth between them. But once you log in, it's going to ask you to verify a site, ask you for your site URL. It'll give you some very basic information about that URL before you verify it. But once you verify it, it'll give you tons more information. Verification process is fairly simple, just like with analytics. It'll give you a little code to put a text file on your site at the root, and then you go back in and say, yes, I put it there, verify me, and seconds later you're verified, and you have a lot more information. That simple.
Yeah, and it's obvious proof then that you are the owner, because you were able to upload that file to your website.
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So the dashboard, you know, once you're logged in, what kind of stuff are they going to see, John? Like, right off the bat, I mean, I'm looking at the new interface, and I'm going, whoa, okay, these things are a little different. To everyone else who may be just new to this, this is nothing new about this. This is the interface they're first going to be introduced to. So, I guess the first thing we see is the dashboard, right?
Yeah, I'm moving the old interface. I'm going to switch over to the new one too, so we're looking at the same thing. So the main difference between the old and the new one is really user interface. It's a lot cleaner in the new interface. There's a little bit more information available, easier to get to. But the dashboard, you're right. When you first log in, there's a dashboard. If you have multiple websites, you'll have the list of your websites right there in front of you. You can click in to go into the Webmaster Tools for each one through your dashboard. They also have a messaging system. At times, Google will actually send you messages if there's issues with your website. They don't do it all the time, but occasionally if you get a penalty, they'll send you a message, say, hey, we noticed this on your site and it's causing an issue, please fix it, type of thing.
And actually, I've got something to add to that. I thought that was the only thing they did, but that's one of the new additions they made. And finally, you can actually add your own email address so that anything absolutely anything that's added to that messages thing is sent to you, even if it isn't about something major, which they would have actually decided to email you directly. So apparently before they had it, I didn't use this function, but they had an inbox where they could notify you of any issues. But it would just sit there. The only way you'd ever know is by logging into Google Webmaster Tools. So I had to tell clients and when I did any kind of speaking that, you know, Google Webmaster Tools is great, but you have to use it and check it regularly to make sure to see if there's anything wrong. This way, you can actually enter your email address and it will forward any post whatsoever, any kind of change or anything to your personal email or wherever you'd like it to send.
Yeah, all the notifications and messages. And that's great. That's a wonderful feature. I agree. That helps tremendously.
Totally. Especially like one of the things that I use it a lot for is to monitor a site transition. Like if we're going to we've got a new client and they've decided that they're going to merge a couple sites. And one of the site has its own URLs and links, and it's pretty established. Well, we're going to have to 301 redirect. In other words, permanently redirect all of their old URLs to the new ones. Well, and when you do that, you know, you can always end up with a few broken links here and there because there's often a lot of pages you have to redirect. And this is a wonderful tool to check in on the process and see whether or not Google's found any errors.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm probably getting ahead of myself here, aren't I?
Possibly. But I'll tell you what, if anybody from Google is listening, I would love it if they would take that messaging system and allow us to put custom flags. So let's say I could write a custom flag saying, if the Google bot hasn't visited my site in the past 48 hours, please send me a message so I can go see what's going on. If they could do that,
totally. That
would be wonderful. So if you're listening, Google, jump on that, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. And the dashboard, for example, the main dashboard where you see all your websites, I would love to have a bit of an abbreviated review of what's going on in each site. So I just go there. It's like a dashboard of all my sites, a true dashboard. You know, it's actually going to tell me, are there any errors? Check this out. But no, right now it just says, is it verified?
Right.
That's pretty weak.
And the one thing I have been reading about the new interface is some people are having problems with this dashboard. People that have many, many websites under the same Google account, apparently it's difficult for them to find the sites. And when there's no search feature here to look for a site, if you have hundreds and hundreds of sites, you have to just scroll and scroll and scroll. And apparently it was much easier with the last dashboard to do that. So people have been complaining about that. So hopefully Google's listening there too.
Well, you know what? And the one thing you got to give Google credit for is they do listen. And I expect a lot of these changes will be coming into play pretty soon. They even said that, you know, there's more updates to come. I actually just cheated and before the episode watched a little bit of a YouTube on a YouTube video they put out on the actual changes, and I'm like, oh, good.
Phew. Nice. Good. you should have sent that to me.
Yes, sorry, buddy. Just listened to it, like, way before I was on the phone here. But all right, well, let's keep in some progression here. Otherwise, we're going to jump over the map. We've got too much in our heads here, I think. So a person's clicked on, say, their website, and now mm-hmm. they're on the actual website dashboard. There's two dashboards, one right. which is where they show all your sites, if you have more than one, and you can just click on it and on your site, and then you go to the site dashboard where they give you an overview of all your details.
Right.
And in there, you know, I'll take the first one here. The top search queries is shown, which is pretty cool. It shows you what are the top searches that are on Google to your website, and then it shows you what position you're in. So it's kind of nice. It's a ranking report without any of the pain in the ass of actually running one on your own computer or, you know, having any issues related to that. It's already done for you. It's in Google Webmaster Tools. And you can click on more to get more details on the other positions, but they give you the top 10. And you can click on that to actually see the search and what kind of, detail, like, for example, what description was used for your ranking.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.
You can determine whether or not that's exactly what you wanted and how you might be able to improve it from there.
Right.
Why don't you take the next one there?
Well, I was going to say, when you click on more on that as well, Russ, it not only shows you the top 100 impressions, but it also has a whole other column for click-through. So
right.
the top 100 impressions, these are where you're showing up, and this is where your listing shows. But the other column says, this is where your listing showed and people actually clicked it. And this is the keyword they actually click. So you can actually go in and use that to say, okay, well, I'm getting really good click-through on this one, but I'm getting a lot of impressions here and no click-through. And you can go look at maybe your meta tags and see maybe you can make them a little more click-friendly. Try to get, you know, change your title to draw in some clicks, as long as you don't screw up your rankings by changing your title. Be careful there. But that's a good way to go in and look and see, you know, once your ad shows, if people aren't clicking on it, it's not really helping you, or once your listing shows.
Yeah, it's true. And I actually found when I first saw it, you know, obviously ages ago now, but I was very impressed. I thought, wow, they really get it, you know, because having the two columns side by side is so cool. Yeah, this is where I've got a top ranking, but this is where people are actually clicking on. And they're often quite a bit different. And, you know, in our case, our website's fairly new, but, you know, and a lot of the stuff we want to get rankings for aren't there yet. But, you know, that's what SEO is all about. Yeah. But it's very handy. I can look at that and really see where we're getting this stuff. Another thing I like is you can show all searches, or you can actually go down into all the various types of searches, blog search. Mm-hmm. So if you click on that, it'll tell you what search queries are being sent to you by through, I guess it's Google Blog Search, and what kind of rankings you're getting for that. You can actually specify, let's say I wanted to know, let's say, how many from web search, so that's the standard one with the most info generally, how many impressions am I getting from Australia? You can actually click on that and choose only Australian traffic through Google, right. And then you can also specify timeline. It's very impressive, and I find this interface a lot better on this area. Anyway, I don't recall all this detail before.
Yeah, it's definitely improved. The one thing I'm still waiting for them to add, though, is the news search. So they've got blog search and image search and web search and mobile versus, you know, standard, but they still don't have news search built into that. So I'm waiting on that still.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have any hypothesis why they wouldn't have that?
No, I'm not sure why they wouldn't put that in there, unless it's just I know that the news search results are handled a lot differently than standard web results, so maybe it's just the two systems aren't really as compatible as they should be yet.
It is interesting. I didn't pick that up. Okay, so that was the top search queries. And why don't you head away into the crawl stats there?
Sure. So on your dashboard, when you log into your site, there's two columns. The top of the right-hand column is your crawl errors. So this is really telling you what the crawlers are doing on your site, what they're able to pick up and what they're not able to pick up. If there's an error in your dashboard, it basically just lists the different types of crawl errors, HTTP, sitemap, you know, not followed, not found, 404s, things that are restricted by your robots and so on. But it just tells you that and the number, no real detail. If you click into each individual ones, let's click into restrictedbyrobots.txt, for instance, it'll give you each individual URL that's restricted, the last time or what's restricting it, and the last time it was detected. So it gives you very detailed information about what's happening there on those crawl errors.
Also notice they made it a little easier, eh? Under when you click on, say, the robots.txt, they offer you a little mini menu at the top, so you don't have to go back and jump around.
Exactly. It's actually two layers of menu. They have the web. They can break it up by web, mobile, and there they have news. Wow. But
weird.
Yeah. But they also have a secondary menu that goes into each individual type of error. They have so those ones we read off before, the sitemaps, the 404s, the robots. You can scroll through those or tab through those as well from each page.
Yeah, and in this instance too, in case people don't know, robots.txt is used to tell the search engines where not to go in your site and where they can go, essentially. And if you by chance you've made a mistake, and I have seen this happen. And by chance you blocked a directory you really wanted Google to see, you're going to see that information here and go, oh, and expletive, I'm going to go and change that now.
It's actually more common than you think, especially when people are doing redesigns on a site, because as a developer will redesign a site, they'll usually block out the robots.txt. They'll block out the whole site while it's being redesigned just so it doesn't get picked up in many cases. And they might be on a dev server. And then they go publish it to the live site, and they forget to change the robots.txt to open it back up. So now they're blocking the whole site from the engines. And then you log into Google Webmaster Tools, and you're saying, why are 3,000 pages of my site being restricted? And you look in, and it tells you, oh, it's just restricting everything. So you go fix it.
Yeah, it's nice to earn your pay that quickly, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get right back onto this in a second here, but for right now, we're going to take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
RevenueWire.com and its member merchant, LavaSoft, makers of the world-renowned Attaware, present the LavaSoft Affiliate Contest. The LavaSoft Affiliate Contest goes from May 15th through August 15th. Make great commission and win up to $64,000 in cash prizes. Look for all the details on the LavaSoft Affiliate Contest by logging on to RevenueWire.com and look for the LavaSoft logo on the homepage. Win big with LavaSoft and RevenueWire.com.
Does your website need a bailout? Looking for a conversion rate stimulus package? Do you need a website improvement to-do list?
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7, analyzing the actions of every potential customer. It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it so that more of your visitors do what you need them to do. On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month. See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
I'm Brian Eisenberg, and I approve this message.
SEOseek.com is your one-stop site for everything SEO. From search engine marketing to pay-per-click management, SEOseek.com delivers high-quality SEO services at affordable prices. SEOseek.com can help you with SEO analysis, monthly reports, title and meta tag optimization, email support, and so much more. Want to keep your SEO in-house? Let our professional trainers teach SEO to your staff. Get a free quote and a free competitive analysis today at SEOseek.com.
Please hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development. Office hours with Vanessa Fox, Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. We're doing a tour today of Google Webmaster Tools. It's a bit of a new interface, and it's pretty cool. There's every time I look at it, I see something new. And right now we're in the crawl stats section. We're pretty much finished it, except I did want to mention that I thought it was neat that they've this mobile edition. And I'm going to probably look stupid here, but I don't think they had that there before, did they?
I don't believe so either. They didn't have as many varieties in mobile as they did. In other words, they have both types of CHTML and XHTML as well as WML. So I know they've expanded it.
Actually, and I correct myself. They did have mobile before, I think, because I remember I could submit a mobile sitemap, so they must have had a crawl error issue there, too.
Well, one more thing is we were talking about the crawl errors, and you said sitemaps. As you drill down, we said that it'll show you each and every page. In some of them, like sitemaps, for example, they're like a 404 error in a sitemap. You can actually go, if you're into the 404s, and click which pages. It'll tell you exactly which pages are linking to that page causing the 404. So it's even you can drill down even deeper now to find out what's causing your issues with the crawl error section.
Yeah, and you know, some people may be wondering, why is Google giving all this information away? And it what you got to keep in mind is, to Google, these are issues that should be fixed, and if they're not fixed, well, it diminishes its own index, which is what people find. You know, they do their searches, they find this information, they get a bad URL. That reflects poorly on Google, so they're giving us this information to let us fix our website. It's make us look good, ultimately them. So it's a win-win situation. You know, obviously where they don't want to show all their info, they're Google, they don't show it all. Yep. But I would say, by and large, it's a tool that it should never be forgotten. I actually find I use it more often than not than any other tool I have now for doing site diagnostics, at least in the initial times when a switchover is done.
Oh, yeah. When I'm setting up new clients, like that's one of the first things we do. We say, we want access to your Webmaster Tools. And they're like, what? We don't have that. So we set it up for them. That's one of the first things. Every client has it.
And it's nice too, yeah. And it's not like Google Analytics where when you do that, well, all of a sudden you got to start accruing data. It's already there. So as soon as you get access to it, Google provides you all the history. They've been collecting this data, and that's a big relief because it would suck if you had to wait for all this information to accrue.
Yep, definitely.
So links to your site. Well, we all know that links are important. You know, the more people linking to your website, at least in from a relevant standpoint. You know, your fellow colleague in the industry links back to your perhaps your article and says, "Wow, this is a great article. That's a good link." Well, that kind of information is what Google partly uses to determine how well your site's going to get ranked, because they see just how, authoritative your website is. So links to your site is a pretty critical report. It'll actually show you where the most links are pointing to your different various pages in your site. In my case, I'm looking at our Step4 site. The home page is where we have the majority of our links. So it's pretty dramatic, actually. I would say, it's to over 2,400 links to the home page, but only 22, or the next one down is 10. So I think we better change our marketing anyway.
We'll do a show on Deep Lake Trust so you can.
Thank you. Yes, I focus on my clients, not our own site, and that's no excuse, but it's true. So if we click on the links, let's say we click on homepage one, which has the most links in my case, you get a listing of all the links pointing to the page. I mean, it's fabulous. You start seeing where people are, what sites perhaps are linking the most to your site. And in our case, I noticed that Top SEOs has a ton of links to us. That's great. I'm not even sure why. It's fantastic, though. And then I go through and I can find out why. And perhaps I noticed that one of our old advertising campaigns worked really well and gave us a whole bunch of links. Well, that's great. I take note of that. I make sure that we plan to do that same advertising campaign next year or even sooner than later. Mm-hmm. And it also shows you the last time that link was found. So you see it's pretty current. That's great. Some of them may be older. In one case, my first one is April 23rd. It's the last time I found it. So maybe that's a bit old. I might want to maybe that when that gets updated, that particular link will drop. What else do you see on this, John? It looks like it's good. It's got
something detail to be aware about this. I'm sure if you don't know, if you do the link command in Google, to try to find out how many backlinks you have to a certain page or a certain domain, it only shows you a portion of the links it knows about. Most SEOs know that. If you don't, it does. It only shows you approximately 10% of the links it knows about, and it's random. It never shows you this. It doesn't always show you the same ones. This list shows you every link it knows about. However, the one thing to be aware of with this link is, or this list, is that just because it shows it to you doesn't mean it's counting it. It'll show you every link, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to count it.
Yeah, and that's critical. I mean, when you look at all these links, some of them may be from sites that pretty obviously don't have anything to do with your site. You can pretty much discount those. And I wouldn't say I would. I don't know, John. I actually use this more just to tour through. I don't use it as a foundation for any of my marketing, but I do find it interesting, and I do occasionally find a good nugget of info in there.
Definitely, and there is, and just one more thing. There is a download link at the very bottom of the list. If you drilled into like the homepage links, where you can download all the links, because the one that I'm looking at is one of my clients, so I won't tell. But their homepage has 37,000 links, and there's no way I'm going to be able to just breeze through those. I'd have to download it and analyze them outside of the tool.
Slacker. Jeez, I thought you'd do anything for a client, man. Anyway, that's pretty crazy. That's a lot of links to go through.
Plus, you have more control. You can sort them and find out that 5,000 are from the same blog that's trying to spam you across the nation. So then,
well, and you know what? I think that lists are good. You just don't want to get too overwhelmed with getting into the details. So it's probably just as well.
Right. Exactly.
We've got to wrap up in a couple seconds. We're really just doing an overview, it turns out, as a dashboard. It's funny how long things take. But to complete that, then, we should just touch on sitemaps. Want to leave that away there, John?
Yeah. Sitemaps is actually quite interesting. If you're not using sitemaps, you can go to sitemap.org, and it's an XML file that you feed out to the engines or that allow them. It really just replaces the crawler. So it allows them to know where all your pages are. You can give it a little bit more information about which pages are more important than others, how often they update, that kind of thing. All the major engines use the sitemap files, Google, Yahoo, MSN. I believe AltaVista's used it. Somebody asked if you could hedge as well. Yeah.
Do they still use Ultivist anymore?
I don't think they do, but they tried to jump on the sitemap bandwagon. So, but
Fair enough.
For Google, you can put your sitemap on your file. It usually lives at the root of your domain, you know, .com/sitemap.xtml or XML, excuse me. And you tell Google about its placement here in your Webmaster Tools. You can actually say, here's my sitemap. They'll go verify that it's okay, and they'll start crawling it. There's a number of different types of sitemaps, actually, that you can submit through Google. They actually haven't launched a couple months ago. They actually have a news-specific sitemap format. So you can have a news sitemap and a regular sitemap, and you can submit all those through your Webmaster Tools.
I think we did a pretty good job of scouring this dashboard quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure we missed stuff, and I know there's a ton of reviews online. I think I'd like to touch on the rest of Google Webmaster Tools quite quickly, but in the next episode. But at this point, we're going to have to sign off here. John, thanks for being on your first show. Hey. You're awesome, as I expected.
thanks for having me, Ross. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to many, many more shows.
Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc., and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, thank you for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm.
Sure, you may be able to hear just how crispy the McDonald's Crispy Juicy Tender Chicken Sandwich is, but that's just the beginning. The full Crispy Juicy Tender experience comes after you take your first bite. But why stop there? Order ahead on the app and get medium fries and soft drink for free. Now that's a deal that tastes even better than it sounds.
Valid 8:30 to 9:19, 10:11 to 10:31, and 11:22 to 12:12:21. Valid one time per week. McDonald's app download and registration required.